And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get started for you right now. And communities throughout the Thumb will be honoring those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom this Memorial Day weekend. This is the first Memorial Day for the new veterans display on the Sanilac County's courthouse lawn that was placed last fall. For several years, over 500 flags and plaques honoring local veterans during patriotic holidays were displayed on the courthouse lawn, which required a lot of work. The flags were replaced with a special monument with the names of the veterans engraved on it. Also, a new element to the display was added this year. Sanilac County Career Center students Tyler Cahoon and Morgan Badreau built a special box to hold paper for people who want to do rubbings of the names on the memorial as a keepsake. And the Bad Axe Police Department says a recent traffic enforcement effort led to 24 citations during a 5-hour operation focused on some of the busiest roadways in the city. Police say officers targeted traffic concerns Thursday, May 21st, along North Van Dyke Road through the business district, as well as East and West Huron Avenue. Extra attention was also given to the school zone near Bad Axe Middle School on South Van Dyke Road. According to Chief Sean Weber, officers conducted 24 traffic stops and issued 24 citations. Most of those involved hands-free driving violations, accounting for 14 tickets. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding, including 3 in the school zone, along with 2 improper lane use violations and 2 seatbelt infractions. The department says the enforcement initiative comes after 2 recent injury crashes in the North Van Dyke business corridor. Investigators say both crashes involved drivers failing to yield, leaving 5 people injured. While speed was not considered a factor in those incidents, police say speeding continues to increase crash severity and injury risk. Officers also reminded drivers that center turn lanes are not intended for travel or merge use, warning motorists can be ticketed for improper lane use. Bad Axe Police say similar traffic enforcement details will continue at different locations throughout the city in the upcoming weeks. As our police are working to keep us safe, let's help keep them safe and slow down, pay attention, and give them space. It's not just recommended, it's the law. And in Huron County District Court on Thursday, a scheduled preliminary examination for Matthew James Griffin took quite the unexpected turn, resulting in adjournment and a change in legal representation. Judge Gerald R. Prill, acting as a district judge, presided over the hearing for Mr. Griffin. Defense attorney Michael A. Camorn, who had filed a limited appearance, requested a delay in the proceedings. Camorn explained that he needed time to obtain discovery, review the case, and prepare adequately for the examination. He also indicated that if the adjournment was granted, his limited appearance would convert to a full representation with a formal substitution of counsel to follow. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani, representing the state of Michigan, stated that the prosecution was ready to proceed. However, upon learning of Cormoran's appearance, they had already excused their witnesses. Mr. Pahani did not object to the adjournment, provided the delay was officially charged to the defense. The court found good cause to grant the adjournment, and Judge Pro confirmed that Mr. Cormoran's limited appearance would now become a full appearance with a formal substitution to be expected. The case will now move to a probable cause conference, as to be scheduled by the court, followed by a new date for the preliminary examination. Mr. Griffin's bond will continue as previously set. And we'll be right back after this brief PSA.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. There are no obituaries to report at this time. And I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.